Okay, good morning, everybody. I think this is going to be our last chip for pizza. Next week, we're going to be getting our money. So,
okay, good.
Yes, yeah, special pizza chip. It's for a change. We'll turn from Divrei Halacha to Divrei Agada, which relates to the mitzvahs of the Neor Seder. So, we're going to talk about that in Parashas Boi, Parashas Pachodesh, and then we read it in Shabbat. Pavotlech, Avotlech, Alayla, Hazeh, Pli'esh, Matzoit, Almer, and Nehru. So, there are three mitzvahs put together in this Pasuk. The mitzvah of Achilles Korban Pesach, we don't have this manna there. The mitzvah of Matza, and the mitzvah of Mor. Three mitzvahs of the Neor Seder. Now, you know the minhag of Hillel HaVakim was to have these three together as one sandwich, which we remember in the state of Kodesh. So let's look a little closer at some of these things. You know, the Haggadah tells us in the Mil and the Mishnah Sotin, Kol Mishnah, Allah Shleishis, Mar Meir, the Pesach, the Yofi, the Chazotoy. On the Neor Seder is, paramount, very important, critical to mention these three things. These three things and their reasons, Pesach, Matzah, and Mor. And we know that God goes on to explain to us what these things remind us of. Pesach, Shoya Abutin Oshlim, what does that remind us? Al Shum Mo, Al Shum Shepotas, the Kodesh Borah, Al Bote Abutin in Mitzray. Because Hashem skipped over their houses, he was going to kill every Bechor, and the Jewish Bechor is not. So that's what we were on. Matzah, so remember that they came up quickly, and Mor, because their lives were different. Those are three things, well known. I'd like to look at some ideas which relate to these three mitzvahs. We have a 17 that the Maharal Mitzvah speaks about at great length. He asks a very, very basic question on the first one. Let's begin focusing on Pesach first of all. So it's simple that I know that the Pesach, you know, simple shot, the Lashon of jumping or passing over, and then pass over the Jewish house. He asks a tremendous question, I'm sure this question has probably bothered all of us before. Not consciously, but subconsciously, Yesh Lishon, he asks. Vare Yoinu, Shaloi Hoysa Shum Makom in Hamakas be struck. None of the Makas affected the Jewish people. From Dam and onwards, the Makas were all only with the Egyptians. But Lomotia Makavoy Yoysa be struck. Why should this Makom affect Amisrael more than anything else? But suddenly it's a great event and something to commemorate, and a Kodesh Baruch Hu skipped over their houses. Well, none of the Makas affected Am Yisrael. The Makas only affected the mystery. So what's the great? What's so special about this Makas?
So, that should
be the Makas of the world? Yes. And Korban Pesach, God tells us, we remember the fact that a Kodesh Baruch Hu, when it came to the night of the Makas, he skipped over the Jewish house.
All the other
Makas,
he skipped over them.
Okay, well that itself means, okay, we do find that, you're right. Oh, that's what it says. Last one then I'll show you, why was that necessary? So you're right, that's what we see. Well, why? That is all firm. Why indeed was this matter different than any other? Oh, that we find with, no, that we find with the, within the tree, they were called some of the kind of animals in, things like that. So, hardly know the Makkah didn't affect the Jewish people at all. But you open it there, in the second line of the question, even further we find Shishoya shows that he is throwing by our mystery. The extent that Hazal say in the Makkah of Dam, if a Jew and a mystery were sharing a cup of water, they are showing that Dam is their life. He's not drinking Dam, he's not drinking water. So that seems pretty miraculous. Why is this more? So let's have a look what he answers. He answers a tremendous I may not first summarize it outside, but we'll read it over inside. It goes like this. There was something unique about Makkas Bechoris, which was not the same with all the other Makkas. What was unique about Makkas Bechoris? You know, Chazal tell us that Makkas Bechoris was a Kodesh Baruch Hu Bechoido over Atsu. Meaning that to a certain extent, however, these are deep things now, Kodesh Baruch Hu runs the world, but many other things that Kodesh Baruch Hu does in the world, he sends them via various shluchim, via various malachim,
intermediaries,
All the other makris, because the Prophet brought them about via certain malachim, certain other places in the world. Makas Tosheris, Chazal tell us, because the Prophet performed this makor, the Chloido of Ba, exactly himself. Says the Maharal, this point is the obvious part. This we begin to understand what is more miraculous and more special about the Prophet passing over Amisro in Makas Tosheris more than in any other makor. In any other matter, it wasn't such a chidush, because the malachim who were performing these actions, they are on a lower madriga, a lower level in the bria than Am Yisrael. They don't have kayak and shlita to harm Am Yisrael. They're not on that type of level altogether. They have lower types of curses, but they don't touch Am Yisrael. They don't have that type of curse altogether. The Chiddush came about when the Kodesh Baruch Hu is doing the matter. Well, obviously, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is going up the highest being above anything else in the Bria. Not part of the Bria. Then, that was the Chiddush that, I mean, here it shows itself that Am Yisrael was saved. Let's read it in Psalm 54, how he says. Thus, Ki lo'olam oyu ha-makris, tomi lo'olam u'mishkaris. The makris always were rising up to a higher level. If Nechach Emli Tumaya, because of this, one shouldn't find it surprising. It's not a question in my Oita Makro of Yisroel, the whole Shara Makro. It's not a kiddush that the Makro did not affect Am Yisroel in the other Makro. Shemadrega Yisroel and Yoyse Koshu, Am Yisroel are more important for Yoyse Elion and a higher Madrega of a minor, actually are a pair of the Makro, Limshel the Yisroel. That the one who was slightly, the one who was performing this matter, that malach, that prayer, did not have the strength and the ability to harm Am Yisrael. And when Kasher begia the makas b'chayrus, when we arrive at makas b'chayrus, shahoyta yideh kodesh baruch, which was performed by Hashem himself, shahoyt tuchal loyva, shahoyta madrigas Yisrael, koshuv kolka, shahoyta kareh hamakeh leiz v'shelet Yisrael. Where obviously over here, this idea is not applicable. That the one doing the makor didn't have the ability to harm Am Yisrael. Share a makor, a makor, Haya Kodesh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmo. The one performing the makor over here was Hashem himself. The feet avoided the Godhood and due to the greatness of Hashem himself, Haya Makor Ba'atzmo, this makor should have affected everything. Then came. With this, we arrive at the central theme of Pesach. Lo Loi Hoysa Ha Makor Ba'atzmo Yisrael. Now, indeed, why? So why did it not affect Am Yisrael? For the Chayav Zeh Ki Im Bishvil Zeh. But why did it not affect Am Yisrael? Because of the following point. Ki Yisrael Heim L'Chelek Kodesh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmo. Because we are Kodesh Baruch Hu's special chosen nation. Because we are close to almost part of the Kodesh Baruch Hu himself, Kodesh Baruch Hu, right to Yisrael Chah. Because we are part of Kodesh Baruch Hu himself, so to speak. We are so close to be a Kodesh Baruch Hu's chosen nation, because of that, Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't like the one who is his chosen people.
When does he get to the Rabbi of the
Chachamim? I don't know what that means, but I mean, Chazal do stress, it's open in the Adon, we say, right? Well, in the Pasuk, which describes Makas Bechorot, and that says, the authority, there is the trouble I have there, they hate you called the Chor, and Chazal Barashi. Aniva le Malot, Aniva le Tzorot, Aniva le Ashliya, Aniva le Ashliya.
I know, but where do we know that this previous name were not the organization direct? Why? Because this one too.
But I think that the implication lies in that, if it has to be stressed at the Makas Bechorot, at that. Well, that might not be the question, Ed Bernie.
Which I've been talking to Hashem, and then the Makkah happened. I wonder where the Maharal is taking, what are the sources for saying that the previous one, who is the number one source, Malach, X, Y, and the other one, there's another Maharal.
I don't need further investigation. You can rely on the Maharal, that he's not saying something that
Chazal. Right. But he makes the deal because the last one said
he doesn't say that that's his source. That's my estimation that that's his source. Maybe I can find more from him. Now, says the Maharal in the following paragraph, that this point itself, this is the central theme of Korban Pesach. Let's read the first paragraph. The Nikinyan Hamayla Hazoy, to arrive at this special Madrega, this special chosen position, Judvar Kiddush Shloihara Bapal Hamakim, to arrive at this special point of being the chosen nation that is close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who therefore will not get smitten with the Makas Tokhoi. Sivot Lahakri Kodim Pesach. This is what the Kodim Pesach does for us. Ki Me'akar Shloihara Yisrael Etshe Rio Yisrael Soilin in Makas Tokhoi. Because it was not possible for Am Yisrael to be saved from Makas Tokhoi, ki im al yedei shem nechshavim shela to the shvorku behem lechalkai. Only through this that we become the portion of Hashem, the chosen ones of Hashem. Sivol lahem la'achir korban. This is why Hashem told us to bring this korban. Ki be'ei ve'im lehim shalot. With what do we become him? We mind to listen to him. Ki im la'achir lechom of la'achir lechom. Only to do the avodah Hashem. Uba'avodah lehim shalot. The kibbutz about avoid of Eid Shalom, by performing this avoid, we become the chosen ones of Israel. Lachem lo yehiya lo emakas pocheri tzal, that's the juice of that, the makas pocheri is the more effective. If it's made, shashem is for us, and lochat, is vokar to Yisrael, the trap, the kol ha'umah, to be Eid Shalom. Now, the fact that the control who chose us to be his, moira bozeh shehu yokit. The whole scene of Korban Pesach is going to turn around the fact that the Kodesh is a Yochid. He is the only unique Koyach being in the world, and he chooses for himself one unique nation, like we say in Shabbos Mincha. After Echad, the Shimcha Echad, Umich, Amasa Yisrael, is going Echad Bohr. The Kodesh is one, and he chooses one. Shekinah should be Yochid. Due to the fact that the Kodesh is Yochid, Boyichet Bo'umim Yechid. He chooses the one unique nation, the Logos Lachim. And that is why we'll see now, if we look a little, that's all the halachos of Korban Pesach. All the halachos of Korban Pesach, we will see, go around this theme of one. It is the avodah of the one Umar to the one unique being at Kodesh Baruch Hu, from the one unique Umar in this world, Amitra. And it's amazing how to look through the halachos of Korban Pesach, and I'll show you now six examples, and there's more, these are ones that more straightforward, but we see that the whole of Korban Pesach goes around the idea of one. Now what are they? The Maharal takes us through a whole list of the halachos of Korban Pesach. Well, Ken Hoya, towards the bottom of the page, called for Avodah Hazoyah to Indian Asus. Everything that happens in this Korban Pesach has to do with one. Firstly, the Bayez Echad Ye'okim, there's a halacha in Korban Pesach, it's got to be eaten in one hand. To the extent that one kind of actually a prohibition in eating Korban Pesach to take it to another house or to another place where another group are eating, you have to sit with your chabura and eat it. Kol ha'inyan hazeh she'osur lechalek ha'korban l'shtei chabura, forbidden to split it and eat it in two groups. You've got one group where on the Korban Pesach they can't split it up and eat it in two groups. Or she'osur lechalek ha'korban l'shtei chabura, is also take it to another place. Kol ha'zobar hazeh she'yehem ma'isa ha'korban ba'achilot ve'inyan ba'achus. But the korban has to be eaten as well. So lo yu'inyan ha'chiluch ha'lot in the way that it's split. The Chayim says to him, it should be a perfect lamb, ben shon of 1 year old. They make the ben shon of echot bashon. The imay of beit shonim. The point of the wonder would be lost. Let's carry on the second side of the sheet. The dust is set. Furthermore, it is only particularly a lamb, not any other animal. The loy egel, not, for example, a young calf. What do we find particularly about a lamb? What does Chazal say? He said the Zakutoi, Nefshav Echad Legami. The lamb is called one, in what sense? Because I'll say in the Medrash that Am Yisrael are compared to a lamb. That what? Lama Vimshu Yisrael said, Ma'aseh in Huloike Be'echad Me'evorah Kulei Maravish. Chazal tell us that the lamb, more than any other being, when one part of it is in pain, the whole of the lamb feels in pain, more than anything else. It's true to every spirit, but the lamb is more so. And Am Yisrael are compared to a lamb because of this. When one part of Am Yisrael are in pain, the whole of Am Yisrael feels pain, you know, not so with other women. So a lamb is a model of a type of being where all of it is one. The hen, another amazing idea, the fourth point.
And that's what the difference between Bethel
and
them. Right?
That's an interesting
idea. They probably think
of
making it as one. That's their
experience. But hey, I'll tell you something that you know, another halakha of the common thing, that it cannot be cooked. It can only be roasted. Now, what's the difference between cooking and roasting? So when you cook something, what happens? The more you cook it, it becomes soft and it separates. The more you cook something, the more it begins to crumble, to separate, to become many. But if you roast something, the opposite effect happens. It contracts into itself and becomes more and more one, so to speak. It doesn't separate. I put in the index, in number 4, the official b'mayim of the shar mashkin, halof of mitzparadim, and the official is separate. Our 3H, the third of H, other others, Nasa Habokha Epoch, it becomes all the more one. Kiyo H, Mutsi Harokha, the Nasa Habokha Koshe the Epoch. The fire burns up the liquid in it, and it becomes more held together as one. But hey, the extension of this theme, number 5, Oh, I mean, Haram Zeh, She'en Lechel Oifei Noch, and it's the reason not to have it raw. There's a specific prohibition to carbon paper raw. And it's Hashem who's 3H, specifically roasted. But all the bottom is kasher, as we said, then the meat becomes hard, becomes more contracted and more one. The cold and moira has means not after. And finally, number 6. The hay egg then low fishing in the body. We know it's forbidden to break any of the bones. She even will show the eggs and the pizza, hoyo ve, kilo uku. That would be separation. Not like the actual eating. The eating is just the eating. We don't consider the eating in separation, but the bones are not need for the sake of eating it. And we'll just break them. That would be called a chiluk and a kiluk in the carbon feedback, where the whole idea is the idea of the oneness, the idea of the other. So let's just summarize again. The carbon feedback, it symbolizes to us the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who chooses the Umar of Yachida, the oneness of Am Yisrael. And that itself is the segula which was required to be saved or protected in Makas Bechorus, which was, as we say, performed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Atzmoi, and that's why it needed this special protection. Not like the other Makas which were performed by Malachim, it needed this special connection and closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which was performed and created by the Makkah of the by the carbon of the carbon test. Now let's take this idea further, how this follows through into the two other mitzvahs of the night, the matzah and the mor. So what does the matzah represent? Maybe we won't be inside it become too lengthy, but we know Chazal called the matzah, Chazal called it lechem oi. There's a lot of discussion in the Maporshi, what is the meaning of this lechem oini? Some say that they ate it as slaves in Israel, they already ate matzah, but we don't find that in Chazal so much. The Maharal has an amazing idea. He says the lechem oini is not called, not the, we normally understand it to mean the bread of affliction, something that maybe poor people eat, or bread of poverty. He says a different understanding. So lechem oini means a poor bread. What do we mean, a poor bread? You know that in Chazal, in the halachas of Chazal, it's spoken about something called a matzah ashir. Interesting word, right? Matzah ashir. What does matzah ashir mean? This should be translated. A rich bread. What is a rich bread? A rich bread in Chazal is something that has in it. Make hay. That has in it. Apple juice, and in the eggs, and in the oil. And it's called by Chazal a rich bread. bread. What does it mean it's a rich bread? As opposed to a letter of oily, a poor bread. What does it mean? Does it mean rich bread means that it has something over and above the very basic need to make bread? What is the most basic items you need to make a dough? Most basic, flour and water. Something more than that is already a rich dough. A poor bread, is a bread that contains nothing but the very basic need to make bread. And not only does it not have any added ingredients, it doesn't even have any added time. It just has the most basic items required to make bread. That is what matzah is, lechem oili, poor bread. Now, says the Maharal, this bread actually at the second of the Geula. First, it would seem a certain, little contradiction. It would seem like a battle to me, why should one eat poor bread at the time of Geula? It says the Maharal, this is a tremendous eye-opener to what Chayus is in the terms of the Torah. Chayus doesn't necessarily have to be equated with riches and wealth and things that we equate in our minds with freedom, a rich man, something you want to be luxury, etc. On the contrary, says the Maharal, to a certain extent, these things create in a person a certain dependence. You are left with, you have the person, and you have all the things that the person depends on, that he requires, that he needs. You don't have the independent person on his own. And perhaps, much of our Avodas Hashem can be disturbed by these types of things, whether it's certain things that we feel we need or we can't do because we feel that X outside of us needs to be done with, needs to be seen to. When a person has nothing but the person himself, his bechira is tremendously opened up. You know what? I can do this, I can do that, I can do the other. Not dependent on billions of outside factors, things outside of me which pull me to here, which pull me to there, which require me to do this, which. That is the chayrus that we're getting at on the Leila Seder. Something where we are left with the person himself. Exactly like the message of this month. A lot of things extra, things that are not required for the actual thing itself. Just like a lechem oili signifies to us a bread that's made without extra things that are absolutely necessary for the making of bread. That is what chayrus means, where we are divesting ourselves of the things that outside of us that pull us to here, that pull us to there, that pull us to the other. That is what Matzah teaches us to try and develop in Avodas Hashem a little bit more in the direction where we're not dependent and constantly pulled to things outside of us, but the thing to be left with the person himself.
Where's the reference to rich bread?
So the potter called Matzah Alechem Oy, a poor bread, potter, I think he passes right. And Chazal used this term, Matzah Ashira, to refer to the type of matzah which is made with added ingredients. So now, in these paragraphs here, matzah makes this point that I've spoken out now. And finally, obviously, Moro, we know what Moro represents. Moro represents that clear and obvious divisiveness of God. As opposed to matzah, which, as explained now, in the eyes of the Maharal, represents more the beauty of Chayim. So now, let's just look for a final point at the combination of these three together. We started with Tefach, which is the Avoida of the Umo Yechido to the Yachid Bo'oida, the unique Amnistra to a historical, the one square in the world. And put together with that, we have Matzah and Mor.
Which result then?
So let's look at the final paragraph over here. Umasha Umro Toyo, Lechol HaTefach al Matzah Umroi. That which we eat the Tefach along with Matzah and Mor. Who gam kein dovel zeh, kedei lahutzi melibo shel apikorsim. This point teaches us not like the full teachings of the apikorsim. Shehei omen ki min ha'echos, much of the early Avodah Zarah was based on this type of thought or philosophy, that from one, lo yovo yivri, from one cannot come many opposing different types of approaches and happenings in the world, cannot come from one. Rav declared echos, yovo yovo echos, from one can come one. And that's why we know that the old Obadiah ben Yehoram developed the idea that the Halila is a gong or a Koyach, who is appointed over good, a Koyach is appointed over bad. A god of sun, a god of rain, a god of winter, a god of summer, all these types of ideas are based on this philosophy that one cannot be in control of many, and therefore one comes to one. This is what we have in mind every morning when we say, Yotze Oru Uvori Ekoshe. And no, it's not so. The Kodesh Baruch Hu, he brings it out. Both opposites all come to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. What seems good, what seems bad, sun and night. Yotze Oru Uvori Ekoshe.
Where did they get this
idea? They were actually old psychologists. Why they came to this idea? Sorry?
I mean, they know
the second line of this paragraph. When they see many, when they see good and bad, Obru, Shabbat, Chalit can get to their house, so they mistakenly come to the conclusion that there's more than one, there's more than one paragraph there. But God was there for a week in the middle. This is the teaching, this mitzvah comes to teach us more like that. But Omer of Torah, he had a carbon hazeh, she was a kelah, not his father, he is carbon tether, which shows us the wonders of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yehea carbon nechol al matzah is umarayu. His carbon is eaten with matzah and with moro, with gold and with gula. He had matzah moro al hachayut, but a moro which a moro al hachibut. The matzah represents, as we said, the hachayut, and the moro represents shibut. He may also show echol, from the one of the Baruch Hu who is one, Yom HaKeirut, everything comes to him. Both the Cheirut, the Hetzko, Yom HaShivu. Shivu HaMoichit, that he is the one who brings about the Makot, the punishment for who are raping is he too, who heals us. He erupted Shivana Beit HaMidrash, Meher Yomeinu, Meher Kol Shom, and I've lost him without stopping. We'll all make a kind of question, but for me, I'm sure. I'll see you all, so much as well.